Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. California Highway Patrol officers arrested 25-year-old Arcata resident Rebecca Brooks on Tuesday evening after Brooks caused a two-car collision on Highway 299 just west of Gentoli Lane. The CHP reports that Brooks, who was headed west on 299, took a curve in the road at a high rate of speed, lost control, crossed the grass median, and ended up in the eastbound lanes where her car collided with another vehicle. No one in Brooks' vehicle was injured, but passengers in the second vehicle did suffer minor injuries and were taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment. Brooks was arrested on suspicion of felony DUI and booked into county jail. The city of Arcata has already banned smoking within 20 feet of buildings within city limits, and now those who wish to light up in the downtown area are prohibited from doing so in any public space. The city council approved the smoking ban in June, and the ordinance goes into effect today, banning smoking in a wide swath of public spaces in the city, as Police Chief Tom Chapman explains.
It's pretty strong. Most notable, and I think that probably the one that's got most people upset, is smoking is now prohibited in public places in the downtown area. So whole plaza, sidewalks around all of those businesses from 7th Street to 11th, J to the freeway, no smoking in public places.
Chapman also said that violators will be issued a citation if they violate the ordinance, and despite some opposition, city leaders and community members support the no-smoking ban. Mendocino County detectives have solved a murder case dating back to September of 1988 when the body of 20-year-old Georgina Pacheco was discovered on Pearl Ranch Road near Fort Bragg. The case had gone cold in 1998 due to a lack of evidence, but in 2005, DNA tests confirmed that Pacheco's killer was male, and in 2009, Detective Andrew Porter resubmitted DNA evidence pointing to Robert James Parks, the last person seen with Pacheco, as the murderer. Parks, who committed suicide and sunk his boat in Long Beach Harbor in 1998, was positively identified as the killer, and detectives determined that he sexually assaulted, strangled, and beat Pacheco with a blunt force instrument, leading to her death. The California Public Utilities Commission is hosting a public meeting in the Board of Supervisors chambers, and it is being broadcast live on Access Humboldt Channel 11. The commission is soliciting public input into proposed changes in the California Lifeline program, which provides phone services to those who qualify for the discounted rates, including wireless and landline service. AT&T, with the backing of state senators, wants to remove regulatory oversight of the system and turn it into a voucher program, something many rural lawmakers and citizens, as well as advocates for seniors, the homeless, and the unemployed, oppose. The meeting began at 4 o'clock and is scheduled to run until 7. For more information, contact Sean McLaughlin at Access Humboldt. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. John Dalby, president and CEO at Redwood Capital Bank, spoke about local economic conditions on Talk Shop and pointed out that economic indicators like retail sales, housing, and building are looking better than they have since the recession hit in 2008. Dalby explained that while Humboldt County is seeing more new housing being built, the economic base for housing purchases isn't what it was in the past.
We're not going to see the impact we would have 10 or 15 years ago by a housing boom, because we don't participate to the same degree as we did when we had a bunch of mills here and we were producing a great deal of lumber.
Dalby pointed out that although the economic outlook is improving, we can't get too excited.
The increase in construction, new housing here, and increased sale prices, meaning that we see equity starting to grow again in real estate. We're not going to see them grow like they did in the past, but at least they're not going backwards. Those are all really positives for us in comparison to where we've been in the past 5 years.
Dalby also explained that improvements in retail sales in automobiles, as well as in housing, do point to slight improvements in the county's economic health. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.